It has been reported that a 5-year-old brought cocaine to class, saying it makes him feel like Spider-Man. His father was arrested, which is not really a surprise. Unfortunately, parental irresponsibility has existed since the beginning of time. It was woolly mammoths endangering children, and now it's drugs. The human condition. The Mars rover has recently found an oxygen spike that occurs in the spring and summer and is disproportionate to other changes in the gaseous makeup of Mars. Scientists at this juncture have no idea what the cause is, but have remarked that Mars continues to surprise. It's always good to read a scientific report, since one can rely on the facts that are being presented. Will we find life, and does it make sense to keep searching for it? Wallace of Fox News interviewed Representative Scalise and challenged the Republican position relative to those coming before Congress to testify, inasmuch as virtually all are administration appointees and staff. There has been no indication that that group of individuals is made up of a large number of Democrats, if any. Mr. Trump has criticized virtually every witness with various types of name-calling, innuendo, and trash-talking. So presidential. Mr. Scalise essentially avoided answering the questions that were asked by Mr. Wallace, which provides an insight and allows you to draw your own conclusions. The Attorney General, Mr. Barr, recently stated in a speech before the Federalist Society that the actions of the Democrats are political harassment to sabotage his presidency. Mr. Barr should look back at the Obama years, in particular the Benghazi investigation, the Fast and Furious investigation, and Mr. McConnell's famous statement that he intended to make President Obama a one-term president. I presume Mr. Barr is a big fan of President Obama because he used executive authority in exactly the ways that Mr. Barr believes Mr. Trump should act. Yet, as a dedicated partisan, I doubt he sees the irony. On Tuesday, November 12th, the Dow Jones finished at 27691.4854499834, which is where it closed on November 11th. This has happened 167 times in the history of the market. Each time this event causes consternation, concern, and curiosity on the part of journalists and analysts. Is it really meaningful, or is it simply an anachronism that creates some intellectual sport for those who have a deep interest in the obscure? On Monday, November 18th, Chairman Powell met with the President and the Treasury Secretary, and following that meeting, issued a release as follows. He and his colleagues on the Federal Open Market Committee will set monetary policy as required by law to support maximum employment and stable prices, and will make those decisions based solely on careful, objective, and non-political analysis. I wonder to whom that message was being delivered. Certainly not those of us who actually follow the economy. The ongoing impeachment saga had new shadows cast over it as Senator Ron Johnson attempted to impugn the character of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. I don't recall how many combat missions Senator Johnson participated in, but again, that might have been difficult since he didn't serve his country. Mr. Nunes also showed disrespect for Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, a decorated Army veteran, by addressing him as Mr. during the questioning. And much to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's credit, he directed Mr. Nunes to call him by his proper title. The attacks from other members of the panel were also quite troubling, yet they see no problem in denigrating a veteran. These are appalling acts by a group of people who pretend to honor veterans, asking legitimate questions on cross-examination that test a witness memory and accuracy is certainly fair game, but ad hominem attacks are cowardly and unacceptable. Ambassador Sondland made some new and startling statements this week during his testimony. He stated, quote, he, President Zelensky, had to announce the investigations. He didn't actually have to do them, as I understood it, close quote. Another defense evaporates. Ms. Hill and Mr. Miller further eviscerated the president's and Republicans' defenses with their testimony. These are people risking their careers to do the right thing, which is washed over by all the Republicans on the committee. Seeking truth? I think not. In light of all the testimony during the hearings and narrow polling, it may be time to think about censure as an alternative. I suspect moderates, of which I'm one, would consider that a rational resolution. The risk then shifts to Republicans in the House and Senate, with a greater risk to Republican senators after they loudly proclaim victory and vote no. The situation in Israel remains unstable as Benny Gantz, the leader of the Blue and White Party, has announced that he has been unable to form a government. Further uncertainty has been inserted by the indictment of Mr. Netanyahu. If a government cannot be formed, then a third election will be called, and reports about polling indicate that the same result is likely to occur. I doubt the indictment of Mr. Netanyahu is likely to move enough votes to Gantz that he could form a government on his own after the next election.